time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We back. We black. It's the motherfucking podcast, In the Conversation, nigga. Yeah. I never know what to say. What's good with you, brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. Living life. Yeah, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Dealing with it, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with whatever hit the corner, man.
I hear that. Yeah. I hear that. Yeah, that's what you guys. All you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All you can do is just endure. And thrive. Nah, I mean, that's why I added thrive. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe it was you. I don't know. Maybe I was just having a conversation about life, and it's just like whatever's thrown at you, you just gotta, yeah, you gotta deal with it. You gotta, if it's in your path and you wanna keep going, you gotta deal with it.
You gotta go through it.
But they say, I don't know who they is, but I was reading in a book, Pinky Cole's book. I forget the name of it. I think it's called I Hope You Fail or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she quote, there's a quote. They say, you have survived 100% of all of the worst things that have ever happened to you.
Word up.
You know what I mean? Look at that. Undefeated. Word. Said, motherfuckers are here undefeated out here.
Yeah. Anyway. I know who ain't.
That's good, though. Oh man, they going right there. Huh?
I mean, you right teed it there. Up, nigga. That's all I can think about. You talk about undefeated.
Vicious win. Yeah, man. That shit hurt me, man. I, you know what? It's similar to the election. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the way, like, where it was just like, why I get my hopes up? You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the shenanigans abound. And it just, I got my hopes up. What it was, we're talking obviously about the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson bout. And I didn't mean to say Jake Paul first, but I guess I got to put respect on
you. You didn't
this.
Mean to say bout, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. Man, it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. Because I watched all these, not only, but I watched the little clips of Tyson training with his sparring partner and charging like a bull with the crazy speed and, you know, ferocity. And, you know, I knew consciously that man's 58 years old. But I definitely suppressed it, and I guess I was leaning on the nostalgia of Iron Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Like, where he was a pit bull / bulldozer, you know? Like, it was you were not safe in the ring with that man. Definitely in front of him, you know what I mean? And it was a part of me that was like, I was just looking past the fact that he was 30 years his senior. He ain't really compete in 20 years in a real deal bout, which I didn't realize. And I was just like, man, as long as he do what he need to do early on, the first couple rounds, he could really put this kid to sleep. Because I still feel like if Tyson hits you, it'll put you down. You know what I'm saying? I think if Tyson hits you, he'll put you down.
Man.
So wait, let me just finish the story.
I
so when I watched it, I was, this is my question, and I'm still walking away from. I asked a friend of mine who's a former boxer/boxer fanatic. My guy Marco, he actually is on Instagram, and he's like, He does little fight commentary, and people fuck with him. Shout out to Marco. I think it's Marco Boxing or something like that, but shout out to him. He's also a comedy club owner. Anyway, I asked him, I said, yo, you think it was he threw the fight? He was like, nah. So I said, that's just one person.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I felt. When I watched it, I don't know if he threw the fight. I'm not sure if he threw the fight. It felt like, and I haven't rewatched it because it's hard to watch, like I said. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when I watched it, okay, round one, from the recap, people saying from round one to three, he was kind of in it. Round one kind of seemed like the most Tyson that we got out of that whole shit. But what I saw, even in round one, was just like he was swinging like too far away, like swinging at air and shit. Well, hold on, let me. I thought you was about to say something.
Visceral reactions. Yeah. I ain't said nothing.
He was swinging at air. The charging that I was seeing in them clips, it wasn't there. It was like that nigga got a speeding ticket. He was just playing. He was under the speed limit. He was not fucking with that accelerator. You know what I mean? It seemed a little like knee brace situation. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And then, which became a running joke, but Roy Jones just kept saying, I don't like how legs look. I don't like them legs. Look at them legs. I don't like them legs. That shit made me look at his legs. And I ain't like them legs after Roy said it. Roy made me scared. I was like, I don't like them legs either. You know what I mean? Nigga, look at them legs. But it was a lot of tentative energy from Mike Tyson, which you've never seen Mike Tyson really be tentative. And then it was, I guess, in the third round when Mike got hit, then shit got real. Like it made him like super tentative. Now he's starting to look old. He's starting to look 58. He's starting to look old. He's starting to look confused in the ring. A little off balance. That shit was scary for me, man. Then there was one point where he went back to the fucking, to the corner, and he sat on that damn stool, and it looked like he cried for about 2 seconds. I said, oh, hell nah, this shit's killing me. And he was biting his fucking glove. And what the fuck is going on there? You know, lady was like, well, I think he just be biting. I think he's trying to stop himself from biting. And I said, everybody was like, yeah, he's known to bite his glove before, but I don't really, not like this. He was fucking that glove up. And I know these were some heavy gloves, so maybe this is a thick ass, maybe the texture of this glove was just something, or maybe it was just like, maybe that was his, that this is me trying to process the whole shit after the fact. I was like, maybe that was that motherfucker trying to like tamp down the desire to take this kid's head off and just go with the flow. I don't know. I'll say this in closing, and I want to hear what you guys say. We'll go back and forth, but this is the thing. I walked away with a little bit more respect for Jake Paul, surprisingly. Not as a boxer. But as a promoter,
right?
He did it. He made this shit happen, and more so for the platform that he shared and provided for, like the Serrano and Kate fight and the Barrios. Like he had some legitimate
that was a real ass fight.
Yeah, it was a real fight. Yeah, she opened her. Talk about pineal gland. She opened her third eye. That was real. That was some real boxing. But you know, and then at the very end, like obviously they both sold a fight, right? And at the end, it was what it was. I say, maybe it was performative or whatever, but I wasn't mad at the cat. you know, bowing to Tyson and giving Tyson his you know, his flowers type shit. Some people might feel a certain type of way. But I thought that was a cool little gesture. I know that man is very polarizing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Oh, and then, and then, it was, I mean, well, speaking of confusion, Tyson ass out in the locker room with his son. He walking off, fucking ass out. I was like, yo, what is going on here? What the fuck is going on? Because that's what I was like, oh, he about to win. Because you can't just have your whole ass out in just a bunch of fellas around and nobody say, yo, Tyson, man, why don't you put some clothes on? That means you are on your full animal, primal, animalistic. You are going to do damage, nigga. You are devolving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are on some other shit. You on some wild shit.
It don't matter at that point.
Fucking loot. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I said that when he was at the press conference with the little slap, which was harder than any punch that he threw outside of maybe one in the first round. But I hear your points, man.
Go ahead now. Tell me how you feel.
This is America, man. This is America.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead with the preamble.
We at the place now in America where we can see that shit. And will still believe the narrative and just ignore our own fucking eyes at this point. Man, you say he was throwing punches too far away.
Right.
Man, that man was throwing half punches. He knew that shit could have hit, and then he'll pull it back. He was throwing punches. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't countering. You know what I'm saying? Jake be slipping. His hands be at his waist, man. And Tyson the fake throw a jab at him, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, man, you were supposed to punch his head off. But, you know, we'll say he 58, yeah. 54, he gave Roy Jones more work than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He gave Roy Jones
money involved, probably.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I understand taking the bread. I understand all that shit. I understand that this is a spectacle. Everybody know this. Jake Paul is entertainment. Blase Skip.
Right.
It is what it is. It's like going on WWE, man. You know, some people look at that shit and see how fake it is and be like, nah, I ain't chic, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
rest in peace.
No doubt. I take it as entertainment. I never took it as a serious boxing match anyway with a nigga who ain't really ever boxed for real. Just, you know.
Right.
He just doing this shit. He got an audience. You could see a lot of places in that fight where, you know, he was supposed to get his ribs took out, his jaw knocked off. You know what I'm saying? In that first round when he went at him real hard, threw a couple of punches, connected one, and Jake grabbed his ass up. Had a little conversation with him.
Hey, yo.
Now, what's this? Well, this ain't what we talked about. You know,
I'll get my lawyer on the phone.
Let's not get carried away.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you. How many times did you watch the fight?
I watched it once when it was on, and then I, of course, watched all the clips on the internet.
Okay.
Slow
mo. So you revisited some slow mo. Okay.
I already
gotcha.
Had my own. I watched it like, this is some old bullshit, man. them niggas out there like, put up your dukes.
Oh, man.
You had to put up your dukes stance on, man. That dancing shit, around man, the circle. Sick. Nobody was throwing no punches. Come on, man. Stop. y'all gonna talk about 58 and all this is legs. Y'all can say what you want, man. That shit was some fake ass shit, man.
Oh, man.
You can't gonna fool me once. But it's okay. Because one, like you said, Jake Paul knows how to promote this shit to this generation. And that is a skill. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know how to promote to these young motherfuckers, man. And he has figured out a formula, you know what I mean? Using himself as the fucking thing. You know, you run out of people to fight, ex-ass UFC people or whatever, and that one new boxer that put the paws on you, you needed something else. Said, what else people going to watch? What if we got Mike Tyson? Oh, shit. Hell yeah. That's the greatest shit for a nigga like him. So.
My thing now is, go ahead.
What are you going to do next?
Yeah, man. Where do you go? Because now, I mean, unless he keep dodging and weaving all of these real boxes, because these real boxes have been coming out the woodwork like, yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying?
No damn real boxes, man. He don't want to do that.
He don't want to play them games. Mm-mm. But, like, who's a draw now?
Hey, he might do something different. He might have an undercard full of real shit and then do something different for the main event. Mm. He's becoming a pretty entertainable entity. That girl fight, that shit was gruesome. Them that shit was that. Yeah. I don't even understand how they was all headshots, back to back to back to back to back, back and forth, right. Back and forth.
Nobody fell, right?
Nobody right. Shots, nobody fell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah, they was going for it.
That man.
Let me ask you this: mm-hmm. Do you think the headbutt was intentional, or you think it was it was an accident?
I didn't see the headbutt on the girl fight. That's how she got cut.
Yeah, bust the whole shit open.
See, by the time I looked up, her face was already full of red. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because we was at this spot called Serene. And
watching the fight.
Yeah, at watching
Serene,
the fight.
It's hilarious. Good.
Yeah, I mean, Serene is not, you know, it's cat the Clark Atlanta cat. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out. All right. Yeah. I'm just saying, Serene just sound the total opposite of a Tyson fight.
Nah, but it was that spot, hookahs.
It was lit,
shit.
I'm sure.
Lamb chops, hookah, you know what I'm saying? They got some old good ass, I don't know what they call it, honey, lemon, pepper shits. Them shits is off the chain.
Duh. Oh, real fast, because I was down there real, yo. Anyway, keep going. I'm bugging.
No, go ahead, ask the questions.
No, I haven't had the honey, lemon, peppers yet. I got to try that. I haven't had
Oh, I didn't even know it was a thing. That's the only place I heard of them.
Yeah, nah, that's a thing. It's a thing.
His shit's good because they like, you know how they fry them, right? I think they put a little batter on that shit. And it's not a lot, just a little batter to give it that real crisp crust. And then the lemon pepper and then a little honey shit on it. I'm like, man, this shit's all right. And the lamb chops, all right. Them shit's good. Yeah. It's like it's you know what I'm saying? It's a small spot, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to him. We was talking at the thing. He was like, you know, he was talking about how men got to dress up to the clubs and how he was like, man, fuck all that shit. He was like, man, you go to the club now, and all the chicks got on Hulk Hogan outfits. Shit, and I'm supposed to dress up.
Singlets? Right.
And then I'm looking at his waitresses. I'm like, God damn, they do got on a wrestling outfit.
Hilarious.
Like, this is crazy. Life is wild, man.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So.
But yeah, so keep going.
We saw it over there. You know what I'm saying? Again, by the time I really looked up and started paying attention, I just kept seeing all them blows going back and forth. Bop, 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 bop. I'm like, damn, they ain't going to stop. Like. They lost. Damn. They lost in the momentum of I ain't gonna lose. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
I'm like, that shit
reminded me of
a ring full of CTE.
Yeah, yeah. And even the last fight, it was a lot of blood in that ring. And that was another part. I was like, oh, Tyson gonna see all this blood in the ring and get triggered. He gonna really unlock. That's what I, you know, that was me with my hopes up. Yeah, man, me being swindled. Me the nigga that's putting dollars down on a 3-card Monty. Like, I think I know where it is. That was me, a sucker. I got. It is what it is. I got really got just for my expectations. That's the beauty of the Netflix shit is that it was unfortunate. I mean, not unfortunately, but fortunately, you didn't have to lay out any more than what you already laid out. To Netflix for that month. So it was cool. I don't feel like, you know, taken advantage of financially at least. But yeah, I guess emotionally, you know what I'm saying? They got me. And then, like I said, I talked to homie and he was like, he don't believe that it was thrown. I don't know about that. Man. I got to talk to somebody. I feel like.
Was Trump shot in the ear by an AR-15?
Oh, man, now we talking.
Oh, I mean, we be watching it with our own eyes and still be like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's fake news era. Fake news era got you.
I'm going to stick with what I feel, man. I ain't falling into the matrix as far as I could try not to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, man. So, and I figured
that shit out. Oh, shit, they don't nobody fucking pay attention. Just tell them the story and shit. Just do it. They can watch it and see it and still won't believe that it happened like that. So, shit, just tell the narrative. Spin the narrative.
Because they don't want to believe it, too. Mm-mm. That's what the thing. They learn to play. Play on your emotions. Nobody, I ain't really want to see, you know, Tyson take a bad one or Tyson look. But there was some moments, and maybe he was just acting. But there was some moments where he looked off balance. Like I say, looked confused out there, looked off balance. Maybe he's just a good actor, too. Maybe he was selling that bitch. Oh, shit.
The nigga was in the in the Hangover, though.
I like how you said that shit like it was fucking, like he's Daniel Day-Lewis. You know what I'm saying?
He was acting, nigga.
Thespian. He was on Broadway. He's been on Broadway. Had a one-man show.
Yeah.
Man, so there's that. There's that. It is what it is. Oh, shit. It definitely was bad. It was a hard watch. I haven't rewatched it. I it affected me. You know what I'm saying? For sure. I was like, man, some bullshit. This is a damn shame. This is a damn shame. And then this man could walk around and say he beat Mike Tyson. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, he gonna tell his grandkids he beat Iron Mike, though.
Yeah, there's delineation. But then it's also like maybe the groundwork of the, I'm sure you saw the little interview with Tyson and Jazzy. Lil Jazzy.
Shout out to Jazzy.
Jazzy be getting them interviews, bro. And she, what I liked about it, she had a cool little follow up and she let him vamp out. Mm-hmm. Let that man cook. Go ahead, man. Get existential on us. Talk to him because, you know, Tyson can get existential. And he was talking about what is a legacy. You know what I mean? And it was funny because I was at the call with my sister and I was looking at this the clip. So it was like, what do you want your legacy to be? And then I had already said it, so I'm about to close out. She was like, oh, hell yeah, let me hear that. Legacy. And then she heard what he said. And you could tell it wasn't what she wanted to hear. I was like, oh, this is the bullshit. It sounded like a motherfucker about to throw the towel. Hey, yo, legacy. But it was what we talked about. Like, it's all some other shit, man. And it's all, look, man, to your point, your legacy is your savings account. And if you're smart, you could withdraw.
Right.
Withdraw and live good for the rest of your life.
Right.
And correction, it wasn't 100 million. I don't know why I thought it was. I don't know where I got that number from, but 20 million, which is still.
It was 20 and 40. The winner got 40.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, man.
So we're.
So anyway.
It is what it is. Well, you know, whatever. And then the boxing be having them old back end splits and all that type shit.
Yeah.
70,000 people in the stadium. That ain't, you know what I mean? That wasn't no chump change. Netflix probably gave them a big bag. You know what I'm saying? They had all them old. Oh, lead up shows and all that. I'm not sure if that was included. But usually they be adding that shit on in them real fights.
Right.
But Jake figured that shit out.
Yeah, he cracked the code. We'll see if he could duplicate it. I don't know who we could go to next.
Yeah. He'll just put on a different kind of show when he ready.
Yeah.
Do something with his brother. I mean, this shit wide open out here.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm just saying it's like a whole new world to explore with, you know, how people are engaging with media. You know what I'm saying? So it's unexplored. What, like, you know, Netflix hasn't done a lot of live. You know what I'm saying? This is probably the first sports live. You know what I'm saying? So it's a place where a lot of young people already are. You know what I mean? They ain't got to go do pay-per-view and ask their mama for $150 to order the fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just exploring new ways of doing shit where the audience is already. And that's exciting. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not locked in to what it was. You are free to be where it's at.
Yeah, we already got you here, so let's just fuck around. You know what I mean? You already paid, so let's activate. I see one of the new things that they're about to do besides WWE They got a Beyonce halftime show that's coming like a month prior to the Super Bowl halftime show, which is hilarious. But it's Beyonce.
It's like the Christmas game?
The Christmas game, Houston versus Baltimore.
Oh, that's a good game.
Is it a good game? I mean, Baltimore's a good, you know, yeah.
I mean, Lamar. But it's in Houston. Beyonce going to be there. And Lamar Jackson, nigga. Good game.
Yeah, no, but I mean, a good game. That's not, it's a good player and a good halftime show. I don't know who's on the Texans.
Good, that's good watching.
it's a good draw for sure. I don't know who's on the Texans, so don't get mad at me because it might be somebody that's all that. And I just don't know. Y'all know I'm casual.
Yeah, let's see how the Texans doing out here.
Yeah, see what
they whooped the Cowboys,
about.
I tell you that.
Oh, did they? Blew them out? 34-10.
The Texans ain't doing that bad. They 7-4.
What's their record?
7-4.
Right, ain't bad. I don't know who they are. Let us know who the stars are on the Texans. I know, you know, let us know. I know there's at least one star I heard about.
Somebody out there like, these niggas.
Y'all don't come. This is not First Take at
these
all.
These niggas be eating wings at the game and not paying attention.
Absolutely. Chilling. Lamb chops. Yeah. What was I going to say? Yo, but damn. Oh, but I did see, I did watch the Chiefs versus the Bills this weekend. I seen Mahomes lost. You know what I'm saying? Bills took that shit. That was it. That's all my commentary as far as that shit goes, as far as sports go. Let's get out of sports. Anyway, man.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me get out of sports.
But, yeah. But, you know, it's going to be interesting, too, what they're going to have to do when they, you know, again, like the beauty of the Netflix thing is like you're already paid in. So everything that happens, it's just kind of gravy, right? So even though up until the Tyson fight, surprisingly, at least for on my side, the stream was getting, you know, that server was getting cooked. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a lot of people and it was fucking up Netflix's servers and shit was starting to buffer heavy and all of that. But the more that they throw in this shit, like, you know, activation, putting more and more stuff on that calendar is them really doing live action tweaking. And at some point, they're going to figure out how much they need to get this server going to where it's seamless. You know what I'm saying? So, and they doing high stakes shit because the patience level for Tyson and Jake Paul buffering, it might not be as short as the patience level for Beyonce on a fucking Christmas day. You know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna be a little different. So they're gonna have to get that shit together. It's gonna be interesting though.
Hey man, we started doing live during the political season. I don't know if that was early summer or whatever. And shit, our first one, we had so many technical difficulties. You know what I'm saying? It was our first time ever doing it. We thought about it. 4 days later, we was doing it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit that was going wrong. And, you know, the comments is brutal. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto. Ghetto ass shit. Get your server together, ghetto ass. I was like,
Riley ass.
I was about to say, they said the same shit about BET Awards. Fuck them.
Of course. Yeah.
Then we came back, started getting it better. And you work out the details and figure out what you need. And then you go, you know what I mean? But it ain't no cakewalk, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times when you're trying to serve a lot of people. So shout outs to Netflix and what they're really trying to do is learn that live model. Cause if they learn the live model, then they could tap in to the shit that's really working, which is sports and the live shit. You see what I'm saying? Right. That shit worked. Appointment TV gets kind of tricky sometimes.
Yeah, especially when it's like you're kind of the people that have started the binge phenomenon. What was the biggest hurdle? Was it like a server issue when it was live? Nah. Like what? I mean, beyond like the regular.
See, we weren't doing all that shit. We doing a YouTube stream, right?
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
You know, it's their shit. But really, it's when you running all your shit into your board and then you sending it out to the feed, the YouTube feed. Mm-hmm. Certain shit got to be matched up right audio-wise because you'll have a delay. You know what I'm saying? They might be getting the audio from two places. You know what I mean? So it's like fixing all of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you got six mics on the floor. Like, are they causing interference and all that type of stuff? You got, you know, like programming, like, you know what I'm saying, set up rundown shit. Like, when we going to start this? When we going to start that? What if something happened? You got to put up the little slate. How you going to manage all of the transitions? And and when you're doing a show, you got time to kind of, all right, just that's the end of that block. Let's go to the next one. You ain't got that here. You just, shit, you out there. You know what I'm saying? We started the stream, and you could hear the room before you could see the pictures. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know not to send the audio to the right time. All that type shit, man. So you don't deal with that when you operating in your regular recording type of environment.
Right. Right.
So, and then you doing a lot more than just turning on your webcam and being consonant. You know what I'm saying? So you're trying to turn what you do in recording into a live thing, and sometimes that jump is a little tricky.
I will say this last thing on that Tyson Paul situation. It was good. It was good to see Rosie Perez get to get her commenting on, because I said it here before on the pod. I always like when there's like some type of boxing event, even if I don't have the actual pay-per-view, I'll go to her Twitter, because I always like how she, you know, blow by blow. It's just kind of interesting. She be in it. She be on it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool that the people have been seeing her and giving her some opportunity.
That's a good second act on the ass.
Yeah.
All from that one scene and got down, do the right thing.
Hilarious. Yep. Ice. Speaking of Ice, heard you met Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. Yeah, I mean Cube came by the studio, you know what I'm saying? Did an interview with Kennedy, and a legend was in the building, you know what I'm saying? So it's funny, like, you know, you grow up on these people, you know what I mean? You listen to their words, that you see how he's like one of the people who's of really affected the culture, you know what I'm saying? The world, even, you know what I'm saying? Through the words that he says, a lot of places that people still don't know much about, you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have somebody that can spell that shit out so articulately and motherfucking visually. And you saw the West Coast shit before you even seen any pictures of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you had, wasn't no Boys in the Hood yet. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't none of that. It was just this nigga rapping.
Right.
You know, here's a little something about a nigga like me. Never should have been let out the penitentiary. You like, God damn, who was that? Ice Cube. I like to say, I'm a crazy motherfucker from around the way. You know what I'm saying? So you started to see the pictures of this thing before you even saw videos and all that. And not a lot of places have people like that that can describe the culture in the way that he described. So, you know, you somebody come in the vicinity in your space, and it's like you want to tell them that type shit, but there ain't no time to tell them. It's not even appropriate to tell nobody that shit. So you just gotta tuck it. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just give a nigga love through the motherfucking handshake and the black man head nod, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he was cool, man, you know? He had his whole team with him, a lot of black folks, you know what I mean? Move with a whole, you know how when you move with a whole team of black folks, you come through like something, you know what I mean? So.
Do like the president.
Yeah, man. You know, man. So, shout out to Q, he was in the building. Like I said, man, it was just good to be in the presence of people whose words you've listened to and shaped, you know what I'm saying, the stories in your mind of different parts of culture.
Right. Now, to that point about painting a picture, I just one thing that I just remember amongst a lot of things with Cube, but he had me wanting to go to M&M's in L.A. I don't even think that shit is even around, but I remember the way he talked about it in one song. I was like, oh, I got to try this shit. He said some menu item from here, yeah, go to M&M's.
Soul food, neck bones from M&M's.
Yeah, I was like, I got to check out M&M's. This is before Bourdain, Fieri, all of that shit. I was like, I got to get out there. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, but that's what hip-hop used to do. That used to used to translate for us what people was doing in other places. Shit you never heard of, places. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't think it still does that?
Yeah, probably, but everything's so internet now, everybody get the same shit at the same time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So if somebody say something slick, just like that On Fleek took off.
Right.
Shit, by the time she said it, everybody was on it. Black, white, everybody else, whoever was on Twitter.
Right. You know what, though? I used to feel like that. I kind of, as I'm thinking about it, up until just this second, I do think, though, even though it's the internet, I think there's levels to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's levels to culture before the internet. So I do think that there's, like, super underground internet. And then, like, mainstream internet. There's shit that's going on the internet right now that I probably won't really be hip to, at least for a month or maybe, you know, longer than that. And, you know, and that's a lot of time in internet time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are some back alleys of the internet to where there's a lot of shit going on. Like, there's some, you know, there's a scene. And there's plenty of times when I've come across like an Instagram page, and I'll be like, "Yo, what the fuck is this?" And it'll be something like it's just odd. Like stuff that they talking about is just weird. But there's people there, and it's a movement going on. You like, I feel late to the party. Like, oh shit, you know. So it moves around. It moves around. It definitely flattened culture on a big level, but I do feel like, just like with anything, people have figured out a way to kind of create their own little, you know, underground scenes.
It's always in culture. There's always levels. You know what I'm saying? There's always people in different cuts doing different things. You know what I'm saying? And the trick is to find your algorithm out here. You know what I mean? And there's people that do. And it might not be yours, so you might not see that shit till late to start getting internet mainstream. You know what I mean? And then it's some people you discover. You know what I mean? Then you look up and like, God damn, they popping. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, you just discover shit. And when they blow up, you sometimes you pry. You be like, well, God damn, when that happen? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes you look like, shit, that's all you got to do. But it ain't always that easy to find your algorithm.
Yeah.
No, and it's just like having to find your audience in the real world.
You know?
It's like, man, you know, the tripped out part is, like you talking about these back alleys of the internet. It was a time when that was hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? First, it was just niggas performing that shit in a rec room, then to the club, you know? And by the time that shit spread out to places where I was at, niggas was like, man, this shit is just some come and go shit, some fly by night fad shit. I was 12 years old. I'm like, I want to be working with that. That's what I want to do. And my dad was like, niggas, you crazy. That shit's not even a real thing. Then you grow up, and that's what you be doing, working straight in it. And it's a real thing. It's feeding people. It's fed me for all these years. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's happening right now. Like, we probably looking over something like, man, that's just some old trip shit. And then Jake Paul put 70,000 people in the goddamn stadium and streamed that shit to millions. You know what I'm saying? So it be happening right in front of you. It's just sometimes you don't see it if you ain't looking.
Yeah. You know what I've been paying attention to recently? I haven't watched any of the full interviews. I've just been seeing the clips. But Denzel Washington is clearly in his old man era right now. And he is luxuriating in his old man era.
You know? Before you move on, what's an old man era?
An old man era is when your vibe is it's not even decidedly. I think it goes beyond decidedly. It's just like you are pops. You are pops now. You're not young Denzel. You beyond unk. You the elder. But the thing about it is, what I like about it is Denzel still brings all of the cachet and gravitas from his entire career to this older era now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of started, I think, with that one little meme where he was courtside at the Laker game.
Yeah, but that took him into that was the official unk status.
That was what kind of changed it up. That was the shift.
Yeah.
But what was interesting is just, you know, it is what it is. He's comfortable with it. I think that's always been his strength.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of being rooted in his essence. You know what I'm saying? For whatever that is, right? So, like, when I say the old man era, it's just like, you know, look, I'm going to tell you something. You know what I mean? you young, how old are you? You know, like all of that type of, he said, what color is this? You say Clementine. Clementine orange. What is a Clementine? What did you talk? Clementine. Damn, I never heard no Clementine. Yes, I'm watching it and I'm not mad at it, but I'm seeing these moments. What's a Clementine? I said, yeah, this is Denny. It's Denny Mo. Not Denny Mo. Shout out to Denny Mo, but this is Denzel.
He said, what is a Clementine?
Yeah, I try to find the clip. The girl's like, yeah, say, you got an orange. Say, yeah, it's Clementine. You know, Clementine, my shirt is Clementine. He said, Clementine? What's that? What's Clementine? She said, you don't know what Clementine is? No, what's some Clementine? That's a kind of like, it's kind of like a tangerine. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. But I like it because it's a vulnerability, because that's the thing about, not that this is an example of, Clementine's been around forever and ever, but it's an example of when you older, it's either you're going to be set in your ways, or you're going to be shut off to things, or you're going to be learning in real time, and you're going to take loud mental notes. Okay, that's what y'all doing, huh? Okay, now Clementine. Like, you could tell, you could hear him saving it to his database. Clementine. But I'm about to ask Paul up. Paul, you know what I mean? I'm about to ask Paulette about that. She know about this Clementine out here. They out here wearing Clementine shirts. So it was shit like that, which is and then it's like, you know, it's just, it's also, there's also moments where it's a little cooler too. Like, they was like, you know, one of the reporters, she was like, yo, when the last time you auditioned? He was like, I haven't auditioned in 40 years, love. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? But like, for sure. And then it's not even a stunt. He like, well, shit, when I get the Oscar, I got the Oscar in 89. I got the Oscar in 89, brother. That's Jordan. Come on, that's Jordan there. I got the Oscar in 80, the first, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I haven't really auditioned since. Right. 89. That's 35 years ago. So right. There's stuff like that. Just like I'm seeing, there was a clip that came out. You know, he shot that movie with Spike. And Ice Spice, highs and lows. And there's a video where I guess they doing a scene in the subway and somebody, I think, was trying to sneak record him. You know what I mean? And he caught it. He said, come on now. Hold on now. Let me come over there. And you got to record me from the, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a different Denzel. I'm not mad at it. It's still Denzel doing Denzel. And then, this was also interesting. He said, I guess this Gladiator 2 movie, that's another thing too, which I'm looking at. So he's doing Gladiator 2, right? And this is a sequel to a movie. He wasn't even in the first one, you know. Up until the Equalizer, we talked about this, up until the Equalizer, Denzel didn't do sequels. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like now, he just feel like he's just at play. Not to say that he wasn't doing it before, but it just feels like there's a part of a career where it's like, we just going to have some fun with it. I'm already in the history books. I'm just playing with the, you know, with the chapters now. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do things that I want to do, blah, blah, blah. So he came out, he said, in Gladiator 2, I believe, he kissed the dude. He was like, yo, I kissed the dude in this movie, full on the lips, but they took it out. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't really want to see that. And then some people was like, oh, you know, it was good. Denzel got ahead of that so they can, you know, blackmail him in the future with it, whatever. That was the justification. But it was like what made it, it was like blowing people's minds. Because this other thing about Denzel is like, Denzel's like a black male superhero.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From an era. You know right. what I mean? He won an Oscar in 89. Denzel been cracking since fucking Soldier Story. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's interesting to see him even do something that would seem progressive, or to many it would seem like, oh shit, they done got Denzel too. You know what I'm saying? So like it's just very interesting to watch this new era of Denzel. You know what I'm saying? Like it's quite interesting.
No, yeah, some man. People are saying he's just trying to get ahead of it before, you know what I'm saying, it leak or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's another school of thought, you know, you're trying to get ahead of this Puff trial, so if anything do come out, you know, it's a lot of bullshit out here in the internet.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. I didn't hear that link. Damn, well, everybody linked to this Puff trial. It is a spider web.
Well, they've been dragging him
that's
in.
That's the Mount Vernon of it all.
They're dragging him in because he said somewhere where him and his wife went to the party, and then he saw something he ain't like, and he cussed Puff out and dipped. So that's where all that shit started from.
Okay. Huh. I didn't know, but I didn't hear that. That's interesting. He said that recently, or this is like the old.
This was since, you know what I'm saying, since my man went to the, you know, big house, you know what I mean, since he got arrested.
Oh, shit.
You know, you know how all that shit was flying around.
Right. Denzel do seem like the type to see some shit that he don't like, let you know when it step off. He do seem like, I don't like that shit. And I'm going to tell you, look, I don't like Roy Jones, I don't like them legs. Right. that shit, oh man, was killing me.
Don't you invite me to no goddamn Clementine drug party.
The fuck is this? I'm Denzel Washington.
Nah, I was interested in Clementines, but shit, not the rest of this shit.
Not all of this. Hey, give me one of these lamb chops before I get the fuck up out of here. Give me one of them shits that's good. One of them shits. What's that? A hot lemon? That's a hot lemon pepper wing?
Oh, man. This is all right. Samuel Jackson told me about these. I ain't never had them.
I'm going to check this out. Check this out in the car. Come on, baby. Let's go. Let's get up out of here. But yeah, man. Yeah. Y'all pay attention. Y'all let me know if y'all enjoying Triple OG Denzel. You know what I'm saying? I am curious to see, because I've been hearing good reviews about his performance of this Gladiator 2. I might have to rewatch Gladiator 1.
Is he fighting or he like a slave trader or something?
I don't even know. You know me. I like to go into some of these movies blind. I just heard from some like little clips that I've seen, like I guess this cat is like super ruthless. And I seen somewhere like people were like, nah, this is his movie. Like he stole the movie. And it could even be some Oscar bait. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could pull off a hat trick on you motherfuckers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Catch a third Oscar on the walkout.
It's one of my favorite movies, so I want to see what they do with it.
Gladiator?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time, man. All right. Are you not entertained? That's where that's from, right? That's Gladiator, right?
Yeah. Like, that's one of them joints I'm going to watch. If it's on... Well, if it just pop up on my home screen, I'm going to hit that motherfucker. Skip to a scene that I like, at least. You know what I mean? Mm. Okay. It's cause, you know what I mean? I did that with Scarface the other day. Just skipped to the scenes I liked and got the hell on.
Yeah, I know you don't like to see the end of Scarface.
I mean, not that I don't like. It's just it's after nigga get the tiger, nigga, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
I turned it on. Yeah, I turned it on too, but I didn't even get past the opening credits because I realized that shit is about damn near 3 hours, and I just didn't have to. I couldn't commit the time in that moment, but nah. I saw it available,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of them. It's like, oh, it's available, nigga. I might turn this on, and you know what I mean. Just to, yeah. I got at least I heard the theme song. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, I gotta go back and check it out.
Yeah, I just skipped the different parts. You know what I'm saying? I skipped to the part. Yeah. When they washing dishes and they concocting their dream and shit, then mm-hmm. Omar pull mm-hmm. up, you know what I'm saying? You know, oh, you know something about cocaine?
mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so I gotta watch it.
I watched that through the Colombians and the chainsaw. Then I skipped, you know what I'm saying,
to
the shootout in the club. Him going to see old boy at...
Sosa?
Nah, not Sosa. His connect.
Uh-huh.
Lopez. He went to go see Lopez at the dealership. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, then he shot his ass. He's like, I'm not gonna shoot you. Manu, shoot this motherfucker.
I was listening to this interview. I think it was The Treatment. I was listening to this dude, I don't know his name, but he wrote a book about Scarface. Mm-hmm. He also wrote a book about Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that he said, and I gotta watch it, made me wanna watch it. That's something else that made me want to rewatch it. He was like, a lot of people don't really pay attention to it because the scene is so good and it's just what it is. But he said Lopez's office changes in the movie.
Mm.
Like in the beginning, you know, Lopez's office is a whole different office. And then when he goes to kill Lopez, Lopez got to crawl. They had to, just to give it more space, they had to create a whole nother office. And if you watch it, it's two totally, the continuity is off. It's two mm-hmm. totally different offices. Did you catch that or no?
Nah, I mean, I don't even remember the first office, but if I looked at it, I probably think, you know, they met him at one place there and they met him at another place right. there.
Yeah. That's just some shit that the cat was bringing up. So I was like, let me check that out. But yeah. Yeah. Old Scarface. Yeah, so I'll check out. I'm excited to check out Gladiator 2 at some point, you know. I don't know what else is going on. So you almost 5 episodes in on Penguin.
I'm moving through Penguin.
But tell me how you feeling about it.
I like it. I, you know, again, my suspicions was right that the people who was adding the criticism was you're too young and not, you know what I'm saying, caught up enough in life to appreciate what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
what made that apparent? Like, what was it that
because they were like, you know, I watched a Penguin. It was kind of trash. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking that they fucked it up, like costumes and shit. And so when I went in, I'm like, oh, this shit ain't no cartoon movie. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no fucking uniforms and shit, no outfits, Batman disguises and shit.
Yeah, so no boom, bang, pow, right, none right, of that.
This shit is a real movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I sat down.
Character study.
Yeah, I started watching that shit and how they got the Penguin foot and his leg and his skin. They did that shit right, nigga, because that shit looked real. Scars all over his face. Yeah. And... you know what I'm saying? It just, the cartoon part of it, to me, takes place in the Penguin's reaction and overreaction to, you know what I'm saying, belittlement, you know what I'm saying? When they belittle him, call him the driver, and you know what I'm saying, he overreacts to that shit, like, that shit fucks him up. So, that's the only part that's kind of like, you know, an easy character thing to move the subject. So I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, Victor, he kind of didn't fit in at first to me, and then I got used to him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now he just rolling, you know, but he still want to be in love and still want to find, like, the nigga lost everything, and he just had to go rolling with the Penguin, Oz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was wild. I'm at a point, I'm not sure if I should ask you. Anyway, I'm at the point where Sophia, you know what I'm saying, seems to die. And then they went back through her story. I'm not sure how that went. Or did she not die and then it continued?
What made you think that?
No, I'm asking. Because the last time you see her, she calling Julian. And then she, like, went out. I thought she was dead.
Who's Julian? Theo Rossi? Is Julian the doctor?
The doctor, yeah.
Nah, I don't think she... No,
so
no,
she
no,
didn't
no.
die.
I think she, No.
Okay, cool, cool. Die. All right, so I misinterpreted the one scene.
Okay.
I thought it was, you know, because they be doing these flashbacks and shit. You're like, man, where we at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, it's just, this is now. When the fuck is this?
Yeah, they do a little bit. They'll do a little bit of time jump, but that kind of got to get used to.
Yeah, and but, the time jump is, it seemed like we had spent more time after he got killed than them just flying in for the funeral. You know what I'm saying? So all
Who got killed?
Her brother, Al.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
First cat, the Penguin killed.
Yeah.
Because he belittled him.
He basically talked some shit. He don't like that shit.
He don't like that shit. Yeah. It's something psychological about the trauma of being poor. He ain't fucking with.
He do not like to be looked down on, and he know how to like weaponize that and mobilize with that shit too. You'll see a little later on. And he's a hell of a character, dog. Like it's a good one. I'm curious to hear your thoughts after you get to the end of it.
Do we put on a costume ever, or is just keep it real?
Nah, he keep it 100. That's whatever he put on, he putting on. He ain't doing no weird shit with the umbrella and all of that.
He ain't doing the Joker.
Nah. That's no moment where he transform and turn into, nah.
But, they could take a chemical and, you know what I'm saying, get his powers and shit.
But you know what? It does make me want to revisit some of the old Penguin, even the cartoon shit, like... some of that Penguin storyline. Like I said before, I do think that Batman had the best and definitely the most memorable villains. You know what I'm saying? Out of the superhero realm. I mean, Spider-Man has some interesting villains. Who was Superman's villain? Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Is it?
Kryptonite.
Kryptonite will fuck him up. But I know Spider-Man had he had a few cats I can't think of right now. My man with the arms, I can't remember, dog.
Yeah, I want too much into it. I'm like you with sports, nigga. I'm casual.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that's that.
Now, shit. Let me ask you this. Do we ever get to a point where Batman at?
Are you asking me for spoilers, or you want to just watch the whole situation?
Oh, man, I'll watch the situation.
Yeah, watch the situation. See what's what. Then we'll unpack the whole thing. We could talk freely about the whole situation, because I want to hear your thoughts, you know, in summation. See what your takeaways are. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I guess
transform. I feel like it's time to transform, roll out. Unless you got something else you want to say.
I ain't got much.
People.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to shout out my pops. Came through town this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Came by the spot. You know, went out to lunch. You know, give you one of them fatherly pep talks and shit. So that was cool. Mm. My brothers was with them. My younger brothers. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Which is way younger. Didn't grow up with me, but not. You know what I mean? He started a new tribe. So it's like my brother nephews. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that was cool, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it, man. Shout out to Jacquees, who came through the studio too this week, which he was an interesting dude, man. I fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? Because he expressed how he's on his journey of getting married and you know, he stopped drinking and shit. But, you know, really how he talks about his family, he, like, comes from one of them families that, and you know these families in the hood, everybody know them, and the grandma just be doing good shit for the block, and you know what I'm saying? It's a big, big clan, and then there's always one who like a standout, and everybody know he from that clan. That's how, when he explained his family, it was like that. And then he said this one thing about, you know, his grandma had Alzheimer's or whatever, and she didn't remember people, but she remembered him. You know what I'm saying? Huh. And that was the same with my grandma. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wouldn't remember nobody. And then one time I came, she was like, Ali! I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Niggas like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Right. So I related to him, you know what I'm saying? He laid it out. He marrying Dion's daughter, so he talked about that.
Right.
Yeah, right. So that was cool.
Yeah, I seen that. Jacquees one of them cats I've never tapped in, but, like, he's talked about so much, you know what I mean, in various ways. But one of the things that seems to be a thread is a lot of motherfuckers say he's very talented. I've heard he's known to kill a cover. Like, if he covers your song, he might just take that shit from you.
Yeah, that's what everybody say. That's what he known for.
Yeah. So, like, I'm gonna go ahead and spin through some of his catalog. But he's definitely been one of them people who I've heard a lot about, but I've never really delved into their material. But he's for sure one of them people whose name is ringing out there. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. Speaking, I know you said your pops came through, your brother, nephews, and all of that came through. You know, my brother passed away. Found out last Sunday, not this Sunday before last, but a week ago. He found his apartment, you know, unconscious. By a friend, you know, my sister had to open the door via remote, and you know, and he was found unresponsive, and you know, sad, because it's like, you know, it's my oldest brother, and it's interesting because he's like 15 years older than me, so like for the majority of my life, he was out of the house. Like, he was gone. You know what I mean? Like, when I was small, but, like, you know, he lived in Atlanta, and every time I would go down to Atlanta and see my aunt, you know, my favorite aunt, Jackie, rest in peace, Aunt Jackie, I go see my brother, and I remember at one point my brother was living in Midtown. He had a fucking pool in his apartment and shit. I just thought that shit was the coolest shit. But he's like my older brother, you know what I'm saying? And, like, over the past, you know, over the past few years, particularly around the pandemic and things of that nature, we got even closer and we would chop it up. And he was like a bit of a historian for the family. You know what I'm saying? Tell you all types of the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I mean? He'd tell you, he's like, oh, you ain't know about this? He was one of them. But really good dude. You know, we would talk. Recently, we would talk, like, he created this thing amongst me, my sister, and him called Sibling Sunday. So, like, on Sunday, we would just talk, touch base, you know what I'm saying? And it was wild to find out of his passing on a Sunday, you know what I mean? And it's just, I think I kind of spoke about it last week. I was like, you know, shit ain't all good, and I was still processing it or whatever, but I went down to Georgia and, you know, go see the body and start to clean out his apartment and shit like that. And, you know, the thing about death that's particularly in this particular situation has just really been like, I've been sitting with, it's just the finality of it all. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's somebody I'll never speak to again. You know, unless, you know, if you believe, you know, you see him on the other side. But, like, in this lifetime, that's somebody I never, you know, I won't have these conversations. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's wild. It's like that, there's that, what's that for? That Jay Electronica Jay-Z song where there's like numbers in your phone that you never call again type shit.
Oh, wow. I never heard that one, but I hear it now.
Yeah, it's an interesting song. It's interesting. I got to listen to it again. It's a somber ass record. But, you know, the last thing I'll say, I hadn't visited him and he was living out in Decatur in this apartment complex. He had moved out there. Nice building, all of that shit. He was like, yo, come down. Next thing, you know, I ain't been to Atlanta in like, shit, probably like 7 years. It's been a long time been to Atlanta. I've said on the mic, need to go down to Atlanta, see my people, Blase Skip. So I never got to see him at his new spot until we had to go clean the shit out. And then I got up in there and this shit was nice. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, this shit nice as hell. And I felt bad because I wanted to tell him, yo, nah, nigga, you did this. This is a nice little spot. I see how you decorated it. You know?
I'm about to say with the remote access thing, I'm like, that shit sound like it's modern high tech.
Oh, yeah, no, it was high tech as shit. It was, you know, it was there, you know, they got the remote, you know what I mean? A little... You know, fortunately, that was cool. But it was also, like, cool to see, like, the people in the building, like, they really fucked with him. Like, he had a full life. There was a part of me that was feeling like, between me and my sister, was kind of feeling like, you know, he wasn't, you know, he was kind of on the lonely tip as of late. You know, he had been kind of had a couple of health scares and things like that. You know what I mean? So there was this belief that... He was just in the crib kind of to himself. But when I went down there, nah, the neighbors knew him and shit. And it was like citing instances and all types of shit. And my neighbor was like, oh, yeah, he always talk about you, which felt cool to hear. But he was just like, they was like, he had one neighbor, you know, shout out to Lee. She was like, yeah, like recount all types of stories and insights. And that shit made me think, though, I was telling you before we cracked the mic, I don't really got no neighbors that could recount too much shit about what I'm doing in life. So I need to go ahead and start maybe build some better rapport with these neighbors. But, yeah, it's just interesting. This last thing I'll say, I guess the last thing I'll say in this moment is, you know, we cleaning out the apartment. This is the second time I've cleaned out an apartment of like a loved one. You know, I did my grandmother's, you know, and this is a little different because it's not as steeped in sentimentality and nostalgia. This is more his spot. You know what I mean? This wasn't like my grandmother's spot. It's like we grew up, you know, but it's wild to like, it's a weird feeling to kind of be going through somebody, because we're going through somebody's apartment when they're not there. It's like their life is laid bare, you know? And there's a moment, there's a part of it that's like invasive, you know what I'm saying? It's part of it to feel like detective work, you know what I mean? There's low key a little bit of looting going on, you know what I'm saying? There's some shit you're like, yo, I can use that, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's been interesting. It's been interesting. So, you know, we're going to do the funeral this week and then go back down and continue, you know, cleaning out the apartment. And, you know, just that's going to be the, you know, at least in the physical realm, that's the end of it all. So, you know, rest in peace, Kevin Moore. You know what I'm saying? My brother. And yeah, man, that's that. You know what I'm saying? It's it's a life lived, though. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. But shit. this is the awkward part where I plug a couple shows. It's a sad. Look, I will be in Pottstown, Pennsylvania on Thursday. I'll be in Rockville Center, Long Island. On Friday, the tickets are up, DamianLemon.com. Shit, man. That's life. You gotta live it till it's over. We all online, as my brother-in-law would say. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go online and cop them tickets, DamianLemon.com. Shit, man. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation, we out.